Heller, Naftali Herman, and the entire OU staff for once again affording me the opportunity to share some inspirational thoughts with you here today. I want to share an incredibly inspiring story that Yehuda Avner records in his book, The Prime Ministers. And I want to connect that story with how you and I can make our davening more meaningful. The date was March 25th, 1979, the day before the ceremonial signing of the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. Menachem Begin was scheduled to speak, and his intention was to draft his remarks during a long and tedious flight from Tel Aviv to Washington. Now, for a variety of reasons, that never happened. And so Begin wrote the speech overnight in Washington. And the first thing in the morning, he handed that speech to Yehuda Avner, and he asked him to edit it and to do what Begin called Shakespeareize the speech. Avner spent the next few hours polishing the remarks and carried them into the Prime Minister's suite, where, as he records it, Begin was having breakfast with Moshe Dayan and Azar Weitzman. Avner placed the remarks by the window, and he took Begin's original handwritten draft of the speech, put it into his jacket pocket as he headed back to his room to prepare for the events of that day. Yehuda Avner then traveled with the Israeli delegation to Blair House, where they were going to wait until the actual signing. At the same time, Begin and Sadat were to have lunch together an hour later with the Carters at the White House, after which the three of them would step onto North Lawn for the signing ceremony, a sight that so many of us are familiar with from pictures. As he was sitting there eating some of his salad at the Blair House, a member of the Prime Minister's security detail interrupted Yehuda Avner and told him that Menachem Begin needed to speak with him urgently. He handed Avner a secure phone with the Prime Minister on the line. Begin wanted to know where the original handwritten speech was. When Yehuda Avner told him that it was in his pocket, Begin said that he needed that copy immediately, that he would be leaving for the White House in exactly 20 minutes, and that Yehuda Avner had to return to the hotel immediately with that original handwritten copy of the speech. In a story that has many twists and turns, I encourage everyone to review it in the book Prime Minister. It's a fantastic story. Avner made it back to the hotel just as the Prime Minister was exiting the elevator on his way out to go to the White House. When Begin saw Avner, he began to scream, "Baruch Hashem, thank God you caught me." Now, all of this was very perplexing to Yehuda Avner. After all, he had rewritten that draft of the speech. And so he asked Begin why he so desperately needed the handwritten copy. Wasn't the final polished version that he had left with the Prime Minister good enough? Listen to what Prime Minister Begin responded to Yehuda Avner, and I'm quoting now from the book. He said, "Oh no, that draft was fine. It's just that as I was going over the typed text, I suddenly had the feeling that today, of all days, I wanted to read my own speech exactly as I wrote it in my own hand. I wrote it from the heart, and I want to make sure that I read it from the heart." My friends, if there's one line that to me captures the essence of what meaningful davening should be, it's that last line that Begin said to Avner, that I wrote it from the heart and I want to read it from the heart. You see, Begin understood that his speech that day mattered, that he had an audience with the president and that the world would be watching. And so he wanted to make sure he spoke not just from written words, not just from text on a page, but that he spoke from the heart. And that, to me, is one of the great challenges of davening, that we can never allow our davening to become mechanical and robotic. We can never allow our davening to be done by rote, but rather we always have to ensure that our davening comes from the heart. The Talmud of Masechet Tractate Sanhedrin records a statement by Rava, "Rav Yehuda Kule Tanui Ben Azikin Va'anu Kamasnis and Tuva Buksin." He says that in the years of Rav Yehuda, all they did was study the tractate of Nazikin, which was easy to do. But we, our Beit Midrash, our study halls, we were even experts in the tractate of Uktzin, which is one of the most difficult tractates in the entire Torah, in the entire Talmud. And yet, Rava says that despite the fact that they knew so much more Torah than Rav Yehuda, when it came time for a drought, v'Rav Yehuda shalif misane va'asa matra, that all Rav Yehuda needed to do was remove one of his shoes in prayer to God, and rain would immediately begin to fall. Va'anan, says Rava, whereas we, tzochin v'leika demishkachas ban, we cry out over and over and over again, we're davening, and yet no one seems to notice. What, says Rava, is the difference between our schools where we knew an enormous amount of Torah and Rav Yehuda, who knew less than we did, and yet Rav Yehuda's answers, his tfilos, his davening was answered so much quicker than ours, concludes the Gemara. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Bai. Rather, God seeks the heart, that the barometer of greatness is devotion of the heart, not so much the amount of Torah that one knows. You see, some of us are davening because we need good health. Some of us are davening because our children need shidduchim. Some of us are davening because the loneliness of COVID is just too much to bear. And some of us are davening because we are struggling financially. But it's important to remember that every time we daven, we enter into a conversation with the Almighty. It's important to always remember that the words we say matter, and that Hashem is always listening. And that while we might have a sitter to provide us with the text of the words, ultimately, those words need to come from our heart. Like Rava in the Talmud, we are an exceedingly educated generation. We have more yeshivos and seminaries than ever in history. We have more access to religious texts in English than ever before. And yet it's important to remember that while our knowledge and education are a great blessing, ultimately, as Rava concludes in the Talmud, Rachmana Liba Bai, Hashem wants our heart, that our relationship with Him needs to be sincere and deep and genuine. And so the crisis of our times demand that we double down on our efforts to beseech the Almighty for a Yeshua, for a redemption, and that if we want our prayers to be answered, it starts by making sure that they come from the heart.